Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So often, we have talked about this debate on this show because it matters so much. What is happening? What is the direction of the city, Minneapolis, the biggest city, the economic engine of this state, with ballot measures coming up? We've had proponents, opponents. We've had the mayor on. We've had other people on. You have been involved. A number of ballot questions, but the two biggest ones. Well, number two is the biggest one. But for a lot of people, questions one and two matter just as much. And Paul Ostro is joining us right now in the conversation. Paul was a member of the Minneapolis City Council from 1998 to 2009. He was president of the council from 2002 to 2005. He has offered up an op-ed today in the Star Tribune, vote both and for cops plus reform. Paul, thank you so much for coming on. In the end, you write that you are going to support both, that it's not perfect, but you're going to vote yes on both. Why is that in the broadest sense? And then we'll get to some of these specifics.
Thank you so much, Chad. It's really a pleasure to be on your program. Well, first of all, I'd like to talk about Charter Amendment 1 quickly, if I could. I'm a part of 70 to 80 volunteers, including a lot of civic leaders, former elected officials, former people that have worked for with the city of Minneapolis. We have a very antiquated and, frankly, dysfunctional form of government, which is the buck stops nowhere. There's no accountability. And that's because we spread the executive function of the city government over all 13 council members and the mayor. And I tried to fix this, as the piece this morning talked about, in 2008. Hubert Humphrey tried to fix it. The League of Women Voters has tried to fix it. Don Fraser tried to fix it. It's really important this pass. It's really important that people know Charter for Change is the name of that organization. Charter for Change is not taking any position on Charter Amendment number 2. I want to make sure that's clear. I think the position of Charter for Change is that regardless of how you vote on number 2, Charter for Change number 1 is critical to a well-functioning government.
So be specific here. If this passes, Charter number 1, like the ballot question number 1, excuse me, and let's just hypothetically say Jacob Fry wins his reelection, give us some examples of where he will have different authority starting next year, which he doesn't have and past mayors haven't had, and the difference.
Well, Charter for Change proposal number 1, the biggest impact, frankly, is that it eliminates the executive committee and makes all department heads serve at the will of the mayor. What that means is that a council member can no longer give an instruction or demand of a department head where that department head feels, well, I need that vote next year to keep my job. And that's what people don't see. And having been at City Hall, I can tell you that is the issue, that all of this happens outside the public eye with absolutely no transparency. Where city council members give direction to staff, which sometimes directly contravenes established policy. So if this passes, Jacob Fry, if he's reelected, or any other mayor who might be elected, will know that that department head serves at his or her pleasure, and that no council member or group of council members can terminate that person.
Let's get to the more discussed question 2, and I'm going to read it. Shall the Minneapolis City Charter be amended to remove the police department and replace it with the Department of Public Safety that employs a comprehensive public health approach to the delivery of the functions of the Department of Public Safety, with those functions be determined by the mayor and the city council by ordinance, which will not be subject to exclusive mayoral power over its establishment, maintenance, and command, and which could include licensed peace officers, says then parenthetically police officers, if necessary, to fulfill its responsibilities for public safety, with the general nature of the amendments being briefly indicated in the explanatory note below, which is made a part of the ballot. I'm reading it right from there, and then we've read the explanatory note a number of times on the show. This is the most hotly debated one. Paul, you know this well. This has been a part of lawsuits, eventually the state Supreme Court chiming in. A lot of people believe it. It is an idea of the present system and significant changes within the present system versus this system doesn't work. We've heard about these changes before, and it's time to dramatically make a change. Why are you voting yes for this change?
Well, let me first say, I don't think you could come up with a better example of what's wrong with politics today than the debate over this particular charter amendment. You're going to have between now and November dark money from all over the country on both sides of this issue. On the one side of the issue, you're going to have people say that we will no longer have police. The city of Minneapolis, as we know it, is done if you vote for this. On the other side of the issue, you'll have people say, if you don't support this, it's impossible to reform the police department, and we will have more and more police brutality in our streets, and it'll be unchecked authority for the mayor. Both of those are wrong. Both of those are wrong. Part of the problem here, Chad, is that I vehemently disagree with so many of the proponents of this Second Amendment. I can't tell you how many people are shocked. Calls I got from people, how could you support the Second Amendment? You're a prosecutor, you're pro-law enforcement, you believe in more cops. Number two does not defund the police department. That's a political question. It's unfortunate that so many people that support it have talked about defunding the police. The establishment of a Department of Public Safety does not eliminate the police department. In fact, that's exactly what the state of Minnesota has, and it seems to work quite well. We have a commissioner of the Department of Public Safety, and the state patrol is under that. The University of Minnesota has a similar. Places all over the country have departments of public safety. And so the biggest reason I support that Second Amendment is I do believe we have had an evisceration of the authority of the city council to conduct proper oversight and to legislate, which is its proper role, vis-a-vis the police department. We have a, in my view, shameful lack of transparency in the police department. We've seen no movement on many reforms, and we have seen an interpretation of the city charter that basically tells the city council they have no authority to legislate or oversee the department. That doesn't work in a democracy. You need a vigorous city council to hold public hearings.
So let me just jump in so we don't run out of time, because I want to get to multiple. Because in the first one, you're saying we need greater mayoral responsibility, no matter who the mayor is. The opponents of this are saying that now, instead of the mayor having the final say, we're bringing the council members in, and you will have 14 people in close to equal positions of power. That's what the opponents are saying. Are they not telling the truth?
Well, they're not being accurate. The proposal does not, the charter change, the second proposal does not actually, without number one, it doesn't impact either way the authority of the mayor. But taken together, what's critical is that the legislative authority for all departments, not just the police department, as well as the oversight authority, is in the city council. And people can understand that. For example, the city council should be able to ban chokeholds. The city council should be able to demand that certain disciplinary records are public. The city council should be able to demand that we have certain policies that relate to First Amendment protesters and how they're treated. That is a legitimate city council function. What is not a city council function is that day-to-day operation of the department, the oversight of the chief, the chief's oversight of the various precincts and their day-to-day management. It's the same system we have at the state level, same system that we have at the federal level. One and two together, I think, most closely aligns our city with what people understand, which is a chief executive and a legislative body.
I'll just say again, and the way I've read it too, is that there's a lot more shared power than you're talking about. Obviously, you've lived this more than me. You're the former president of city council. But as I've looked at it, I've had great pause that it just diminishes the power of a mayor and shares that. But we both kind of have made that point. Let me ask you this. As someone who has said in your answer earlier that you are for more police, do you think the better way to more and better trained and more adept police officers, including adding more, that the better path to that is the more dramatic change with two, as opposed to the changes that Chief Rondo and Mayor Fry have supported so far? And again, he may not win, but if he wins, he believes he can make those changes within the system.
Well, Chad, I have to be blunt here. I see no evidence of reform under the chief or under Mayor Fry. I've seen press conferences. I've seen certain announcements of new policies. But the reality is I'm currently involved in a lawsuit with an organization called the Committee on Government Information because there is, in our view, a violation of state law by withholding certain disciplinary records from the public, which we think should be public. For example, Derek Chauvin assaulting a 14-year-old child and using the same chokehold that was used in the George Floyd case and having absolutely no discipline involved. So I am not a believer that
isn't
we
that more the union,
the
though?
Mayor and
that,
the chief.
Isn't
no,
that more on the union,
correct.
Paul?
Nope, that is not correct. Okay. There is, I will tell you, I work with law enforcement. We have significant issues in the Minneapolis Police Department in terms of culture, in terms of a broken disciplinary process, in terms of what I think is an extreme lack of transparency. And so you're not going to see reform if we simply entrust the mayor and the police chief, because, frankly, there's no public transparency or accountability. You need to have a legislative and an oversight of those activities. We don't simply elect a mayor and just trust that mayor that he'll do what's right. So I don't think we can get reform without a new city council, frankly. I'm not supportive of the majority of people running for re-election in the city of Minneapolis. I want to make
but
that clear.
The majority are coming back, Paul. We know that. How many?
We don't know that. We don't know that, Chad. But you know, here's the thing. You
come
know,
on. Are you saying you believe the majority of the city council will be different?
I think a significant number of those seats will flip.
Okay.
I absolutely do. But this is what is very difficult, and I understand it, you know, because I've just told you that I have allies, I suppose, now on number two, who I couldn't disagree with more on issues of policing and reform and everything else. But this is about the structure of our city government. It doesn't depend on who is at City Hall.
Paul, I appreciate the conversation. Be assured we'll reach out to you again because this story is going to be front and center in the city, and you certainly have lived it even today and certainly with your years on the city council, and including four of those years as president. Thanks again for coming on. Paul Ostro from the formerly with the city council and now assistant county attorney for Anoka. Let's pause. You want to react? You certainly can. We've talked about it a lot. We can jump back in if you'd like to. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.